Earlier this year, I took a cross-cultural communication class. We learned about different cultures, we watched movies, went on field trips. Those of us from different cultures talked about how our culture back home is different. We also had presentations from different cultures. Sometimes they involved the students. One day, the professor asked for a volunteer. He said that at the next class, an acupuncturist will come in and they need a volunteer. I wanted to do it, but the professor selected someone else. The day of the presentation, the acupuncturist apologized and said that normally, when he performs it, the patient is naked. The guy who volunteered wore boxers. I wonder if he was embarrassed. A part of me wondered what would happen if I, or another girl, were picked. A week later, we were going to have a professional masseuse come in. She was going to perform a Lomi Lomi massage. Her model couldn't make it. The professor asked for volunteers. I raised my hand and the professor picked me. I was excited. I love getting massages. Who wouldn't want a free massage in class? A friend of mine is studying to be a physical therapist. I told him about the massage. He was surprised. He couldn't understand how I can have a massage in class. He told me it was usually done in the nude. I blushed. I explained that I would probably wear underwear. He was still confused. He asked if I wouldn't mind wearing underwear in class. I realized he was right. This wasn't the beach. Wearing panties and a bra in front of fellow students would be embarrassing. I hoped the masseuse knew what she was doing. The day of the massage arrived. I wore my most conservative panties and bra, just in case. They were black. When I got to the class, the professor pulled me to the side and introduced me to two women. They were both going to give me the massage at the same time. He left me alone with them. They gave me a colorful sarong and told me to go to the restroom and put it on. I asked them if it's okay if I stay in panties and bra. They exchanged looks. They said it would be better if I was naked. The way they said it felt like I had no choice. I didn't want to ruin their presentation, so I went to the restroom, stripped naked, and wrapped the sarong around me. I checked myself in the mirror. I was well covered. I figured they knew what they were doing. It was weird coming back to class, wearing nothing but a thin piece of cloth. A massage table was set up in the middle. The students were gathered around it. The two women helped me up. I lay on my stomach, and they started explaining about the massage, its history. I wasn't listening. I was busy thinking about how I got myself into this situation. Lying naked in class with only a thin sarong covering me? The woman finished explaining. They loosened the sarong and spread it over my back. Then they slowly started to unfold the sarong. As they folded it, I felt more and more of my skin get exposed. They completely uncovered my back. Everyone could see that I was topless. There was a lot of whispering. Soon they'll know that I was naked. One of the women started massaging me. She used her hands, arms, and elbows. It felt really good. At the same time, the other one folded the towel and revealed my legs. The sarong was now between my legs. Part of it still covered my butt. She also used her hands, arms, and elbows. They both used long strokes. The woman doing it to my back was going lower and lower. Each time she moved the sarong down a bit, I was very self-conscious. I knew that soon my butt would be exposed. The woman doing my legs was moving up. As they were massaging my body, they were talking, explaining about the massage. One of them, I don't know which one, she folded the sarong again. I felt her expose my right butt cheek. Then my left. She folded the sarong so only a thin strip was covering my crack. I could hear the students giggling and whispering to each other. The professor shushed them. The woman at the far end spread my legs. She bunched the sarong between them. I guess the little bit of sarong covering my crack started to move down too much. I could feel the breeze. She had to adjust it back up. As she was working on my legs, she lifted them up and spread them. I could feel the breeze on my pussy. She bunched the sarong against it. I wondered if the students saw anything. I was now lying in the middle of class, almost completely naked, only a little bit of cloth covering my butt crack. The women were using long strokes on their massage, starting at my legs, past my butt cheeks, up to my back. All I could think about was how exposed I was. I was so embarrassed. I was mortified. But it was also exciting. I never thought I would be naked in class. I wondered what the boys were thinking. Did they like my body? Part of me kind of wished they would remove the sarong completely. I was already almost naked. And then they stopped. They pulled the sarong back up. I could feel the cloth rubbing against my butt, against my pussy, as they pulled it back up. Then they both walked to either end and covered me again. My heart was beating so fast. Part of me hoped it was over. Part of me was disappointed. But then they asked me to turn over. It was hard, but they kept me covered. I was now lying on my back, looking at the other students. I couldn't help but wonder how much they had seen. I just looked up at the ceiling. The lights were blinding. One of the women placed the towel over my eyes. I was grateful for that. I couldn't look at the other students' faces. They started folding the sarong again, revealing my legs. I felt it getting pulled down. I held my breath. In a second, my breasts would be exposed to everyone in the class. My nipples were rock hard. I knew everyone could see them poking out of the cloth. The friction of the cloth on my nipples was driving me crazy. I held my breath. Suddenly, my nipples were free. Exposed. One of the students said something. The woman quickly adjusted the sarong, and I was covered again. One of them said that they usually uncover the breasts. For me, they will cover them. She apologized to me for the exposure. I just mumbled back that it was okay. I didn't know what to say. Everyone had seen my nipples. I was embarrassed. I was excited. I couldn't believe what a thrill it was. They put a piece of cloth over them and pulled the sarong down. They bunched it up between my legs again. Only a tiny piece of it covered my mound. I lay like that in the middle of class with everyone looking at me. Tiny piece of clothes covering my breasts. A little tiny sarong covering my pussy. Everything else exposed. My stomach. My hips. My legs. They started massaging me again, using long strokes. One of them grabbed my leg and bent it. I felt a breeze on my pussy. I heard my fellow students whisper to each other. She bunched the sarong against my pussy. I don't know how long I lay like that. Finally, they were done. They covered me again. They helped me up, wrapped the sarong around me. They thanked me, and everyone clapped. I was dizzy. The room was spinning. I was blushing. I thanked them again and went to the bathroom to change. Afterwards, one of my friends came to me. I asked her how much they had seen. She said that they had seen everything. My breasts, my nipples, my butt, even my pussy. She was pretty sure she even caught a peek at my most private place. I was so embarrassed, but part of me was thrilled. I was naked in class. Everyone had seen me. I wondered what the boys thought. Did they find me attractive? Was it a turn-on for them? I didn't even ask, but she told me she saw that some of the boys had a boner. I liked that. After class, a lot of boys wanted to talk to me. Everyone asked how I was, said it looked amazing, said I was so brave. Oh, it was a huge turn on. Part of me wanted to do it again. I wish I knew how to arrange that. I was so horny, I went back to my apartment. I took a shower and rubbed my clit. The orgasm made it all worthwhile.